what you were. He had no idea where you came from. He said, but he's not from here. He's not from here. He knew you were not from here. So it's like, you better watch that one. No, he was basically saying, be sure and don't let that one get away, because if you let him get away, he'll eviscerate you.
So
basically,
So I talked to Joseph on the phone once or twice. He picked that up, told JW, and then now I had been talking to JW, but that's when he realized, oh, this Bob guy, and I'm talking to him, and he's interesting, he's odd, but now something new is happening.
He saw you as a threat.
Right. So he had to keep
because what he said was, he says, everybody he comes in contact with, he takes the best of them that is and leaves them to die. Every single time. What he says.
That's what JW does, or I do?
No, that's what you did. That's what he said about you.
Who, Joe did, or JW realized?
Joseph said that to JW. And JW thought, well, that sounds interesting. That sounds interesting. Let's see what's here. Where did that come from? And then the next thing you know, we had to listen to this fucking group.
Yeah. JW lied. He pretended he was interested in it. Is that what you're saying?
No. He was interested, but it was just a little farther than he could embrace. He was used to Ben Bernanke. He was used to Paul Volcker. He wasn't trying to listen to something Michael Blake Reed's machination with some woo-woo, wee-wee, wah-wah-wah, some brute kind of thing. But it was interesting enough that it was something being presented that was outside of what he knew to be possible or cognitive. Now, he understood spirituality, but nothing about the Evergreens was spiritual. You notice that?
Right.
Nothing about them was spiritual. Nothing.
That's right.
Maybe Dave Worster was from the woo-woo standpoint, but nothing about the Evergreens was spiritual.
That's right. They actually prepared you to realize stay in your body. The body is eternal. Mm-hmm. They were working from that angle. Sort of. They didn't say it too much. But so is that why he got into the Abrahams as a way of understanding the Evergreens world?
Yes. And Jane Roberts was dead.
Right. And Sylvia, he was sick of her. She wasn't really producing much.
she killed Montel Williams, so why would you follow that?
Yeah. Okay. Why did the Georgia Guidestones blow up yesterday or the day before?
We're done with that. Enough. We've had enough of that. That's the wrong conversation. All this inside out, and everybody thinks they run everything. They don't run shit. We're done with all that. Enough. We're going to see some more stuff go, too.
Right, and that was done, and the timing after CERN, so people think CERN caused it, but it was you.
Fine. Call it what you want to. Blame it on the rain, Bobby. Blame it on the rain. But it wasn't completely destroyed, but a fourth of it was. This line up, you're gonna make this be a representation of a monolith? Oh, no.
So do I get to claim I blew it up? I was working with Ion, we did it together?
Don't say, yes you can, just don't put it on your Facebook page. You pissed off the Illuminati or what they think is the Illuminati anyway, so don't rub it in their face, Bob. There's no reason. When you got all the power, you don't have to prove the point. You got it.
That's right.
They know you got it. You may know you got it.
Which reminds me, Carolyn, will you find what Ion said your last session? All that documents, knowledge, remember? He was sending it. We never looked at that. That's it blowing up? Who filmed it? CIA filmed it, eh? Georgia Bureau. Oh, they have a camera. So there it is blowing up. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
It's like a non-lightning strike. How's a non-lightning strike?
Right.
So you can't be a bomb because they tested it to death to make sure that nobody bombed it. And they said it was an act of God or an act of something or something. It was an act of something. It's like came across the horizon and went kaboom. So there you go.
That's a good definition of ion, Joan, an act of God. Not God, it's an act of God.
Thank you, God. Is that like A-C-T-I-V-E, an active God, an active God? Is that what you think?
Yeah, yeah, active God.
Active God.
I-V-E or O-F, the question.
Mm-hmm.
I-V-E or O-F. So that's why I can't apply to court.
Can't say O-F. Can't say O-F. That's an OnlyFans page. And then people go crazy on Twitter trying to find the naked pictures of Ion so they can see naked pictures on OnlyFans and they can pay money to see naked Ion. So can't go O-F. You gotta say If you say O-F, everybody knows that to be it. OnlyFans, Bob. That's a big difference.
What is Jen Psaki doing? Is she hiding? Now that
she's gone to work for LSD.
Mm-hmm. Is she on the air? Do you make commentary?
No, she's not yet. They're saving her for this grand triumphant position. She's feeding them all the inside dirt on how to navigate what's coming next. That's why everybody's getting out before the ship sinks. When the rats move into first class, Bob, the boat's not too long for the sea.
Right, so does she know about us and warning people? And Bob takes
scared
over, not good for us.
Not Bob. You would never say that. They would never say that. Even if she knew that, to say that, she would never say that. Because then she becomes that very thing that she was railing against. Then you become some Fox News operative. Oh, we better run. Bob's coming. That's a Fox News thing. That's a Dan Bongino position. And I told Greg Gutfeld. See, I told you Bob was going to stick it in your bum. If you got a sore bum, I told you it was Bob. No, that's a Fox News move, so no.
Okay, so they know, but they won't talk about unclassified A3. The Versailles, Louis XIV, they started to put
Versailles. Versailles.
They started to put silver on the mirror, or it was a phase before that? Because once they put the silver on the mirror, it didn't work anymore.
Mercury. Not silver,
right.
Mercury.
So I had written here, is the tech body a result of the non-silver mirror or the mercury mirror? Is it a result of the mercury mirror?
Yes. That's the chemical. That's the part that connects. That's what Lewis Carroll was trying to show when you had the looking glass. The looking glass was looking at you.
And that connected the tech body back to the times of the third Jesus and all that. I mentioned the tech body was around for
Leopold II.
John of Patmos. Margulies. They saw the tech body.
Margulies.
Who?
Margulies.
Who's that?
The Dowager Princess of Scotland.
Whose reign was she in? I mean, she's still here, I think, but what reign do we know her in history?
Albert the First.
That's 1,000 years ago, isn't it? That's Anglo-Saxon and before.
Yes. Very good, Bobby. You know, when you've been around several days, you pick up on some of the simple stuff. That's good. Most people can't do that. So that's good for you, Bobby.
So what was going on in Ireland? Because Encuin, I think it's A-N-C-U-I-N, came over from Ireland and he helped the guy before Albert. He helped the beginning of whatever was happening in Britain there, 800 to 1,000.
You got the Bolshevik Revolution that was in that, so the whole world was upside down and tangled up. So you got a mess. So you got to undo the mess at this stage of the game. So
the Irish oral culture was able to do that?
Well, now, that's what James Joyce was trying to say, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But, same thing, same problem.
Well, what was special in Ireland that Encuin came out of? And St. Patrick was there, and he did something.
The potato famine, that's what did it.
The potato famine is in the 19th century, isn't it?
We don't do good with time, Bobby.
Right, so the potato famine did something that St. Patrick resolved? or shifted?
No, it made those departures significant. See, the shift
departures.
Took place. All departures meaning the you got the timelines. You're trying to do this in a timely stacking order, and the cards are bridged, so it doesn't work like that. You can have the potato famine that would cause something to happen 1,000 years before that because of the potato famine. That's the thing.
Right.
And so it gets weird, and we don't spend a lot of energy on that because it just confuses people that are trying to navigate A plus B is C, so it doesn't really work like that typically.
You don't want to put significance on St. Patrick or any of these things, and they become marketplaces.
Oh, we don't mind. We don't mind. We don't mind, but just think negative.
But it'll lead to confusion. It'll lead to confusion, right? Well, what was... They say that Ireland, the Irish monks, saved civilization after the collapse of Rome, you know, 400 or so A.D. What was actually going on there? Alien contact? Some other things. Opinel was there.
As well. See, it's all it's called convergence, Bob. See, that's why we tried to explain in the angel diagram and the 14 degrees of freedom. That's the convergence, and so that's what you're living now.
That's right. We're doing one, and the pattern for literate people is it happens every 400 years. This kind of convergence. Would you agree?
Four years.
I think you said 600 years ago, 10 years ago. You said it was every 600 years.
Maybe. Well, we don't even do time, so it's fucked up. We agree with time, but it's like, let's say it's like a frequency that the pattern repeats ever so often. Maybe we can do it like that and get away with it.
Yeah, and Joyce was trying to show what was repeated. He was trying to show a convergence that was repeated or that was dictated to him by the aliens. And they knew what they were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, they explained that. So, would you call that thing that's repeated an archetype?
Everything is sooner or later.
Yes, but there's something special about the convergence, something unique. That's, if you want to put a special meaning on archetype, then it is an archetype that's repeated.
Dude.
And it has many constituents, not just a singular archetype.
Dude.
Opinel likes to make claim that he did it, you know. He likes to make himself the owner of the archetype.
This is hard. How archetypal of him. How archetypal of him, that little narcissist.
Okay, so I have the Black Mirror of the Obsidian version. Is that the same as the non-silverback mirror at Versailles? What was it? Mercury back. Is the Black Mirror something different?
Oh, now what's happened is you've gone all the way into the hymn to Osiris. And so you've tangled yourself up a little bit. So you want to ask it a different way so you don't go all the way into Nart. So we're not sure.
You said
What do you want to do?
H-E-M. The hymn of
Osiris. H-Y-M-N. Hymn.
Oh, okay. So that comes up in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. We'd have to look that up.
Correct. And you don't want to do all that. That's not what you're trying to do. So we're saying let's change your topical words a little bit so you don't have to go particularly there. Because the answer to your question is the hymn to Osiris. That's not what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Was the Black Mirror in, I assume it's different from a Mercury back mirror. Was the Black Mirror interacting and doing something in Versailles at the same time as the Mercury innovation?
Yes.
It was older.
But wait, you're mixing it up again. The Black Mirror comes from a position of a negative... It's a negative reflection. Okay. Let's do it like this. You don't know anything about 35 millimeter film, do you?
No.
Okay. Karen's going to have to explain it to you. People take pictures. They have a little Kodak. They snap the pictures, and they get the film. They roll the film up. They take it, and they have the film, quote, developed. the film is done on this negative, a negative, and they shine light through it, and they put it on this paper, and then they put it in Dectol, and they put it in their serving, and they seal it, and it dries, and it produces an image on this cardstock, photographic paper. So the negative is the converse side of the image. So it prints it or puts that light and activates this photographic paper. And then in a Dectol, what it does is it develops this image on the piece of paper. Well, the black mirror is the negative or the exposed element that's being photographed. Do you
Excellent. Yeah. And Joyce plays with that whole situation in Finney's Wake. He talks about the negative and the photograph and makes metaphors out of it, I think, of what he thought he was trying to understand, mm-hmm. but it was probably just mm-hmm. more confusion. But
sure.
I saw the cat. It was kind of moving away mm-hmm. from me. And he turned back, and I saw his eyes glistening. And it was similar
yeah.
to the eye glistening that Carolyn got during the day of the cat.
Yeah.
I think it was the same cat.
Yeah.
So I bring this up with somebody.
Oh, by the way, eyes don't do that, you know. You know that, right? Just so you're
Well,
saying.
I talked to somebody. I don't know who it was. And they said, no, what Duffel said, he has cats. They glisten like that all the time in the dark or in the house and that. He said, that's normal.
Well, for fuck's sake, he's ridiculous. Yeah, the light has to refract or reflect on something to make them glow. Otherwise, if you're in a pitch black darkness and you look at the cat's eyes and all of a sudden they start lighting up, there's no light in there. What the fuck is he talking about? The crazy stuff. If you got a flashlight and put it in their face, okay, that's fine. Or if you're in the house that has devoid of light, those eyes are going to reflect like that unless it's coming from behind the eyeballs. So, yeah, no, never mind. And Karen takes the picture and captures it. Well, that camera, if it had a flash, we'd say, yes, absolutely. The flash was captured in the reflective orb of the iris of the eye. But that wasn't just the iris. It was the entire eyeball. It was shooting light toward her digitized rendition of the pussycat.
What is it about the alien that makes that happen, come through the cat's eyes?
Trying to make a difference, trying to be different so that you'll recognize it. And you'll say, oh, yeah, I got to go with you. Oh, yeah, you're not a regular pussycat. Oh, yeah, you're at the wall. Oh, yeah, I'm at the wall. Oh, yeah, here's the wall. Okay, here at the wall. Oh, yeah, the wall. Yeah, let's go to New Zealand. Let's call it a day.
Okay. Couldn't heard your response to his saying computers are just hunks of metal. So here's what he says. So, we got two movie citations before a dick joke. And then we got more of what computer appears to be, which is smarter than everyone. The cosine at 237, blah, 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 blah. Alexis can tell us, but Ian doesn't. He's quoting Alexa going, blah, blah, blah. That's what Ian, you represent Alexa. And then some loose stuff, which isn't possibly on Google, because Bob would have heard about it firsthand, if at all, and blah, 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 it's there. Except it's not. And then, because Alexa can quote Bob's late 80s letter to Prince Charles, then Bob can, over 40 years later, apparently, Alexa is just I, not AI. He's a bit garbled, leaving out key words. Then he says, nothing to do whatsoever with the fact that, yes, a dead piece of physical material remembers or computes stuff better than our living brains do. Apparently, because people can't hold thoughts for a long time and thus can't hold beliefs. My original paper, because of that, my paper is disproven. Since people all have ADHD, computers are alive. Like, I am saying, I'm right.
They don't. No, they don't. They don't. Everybody, just because he has ADHD doesn't mean everybody does. See, that's the problem. He's channeled himself into a pit. He's channeled himself into a pit that he can't get out of because everything that's deficient in his world has to be deficient with everybody. See, that's
right.
The problem. And they're not. They're not.
Right, so he says, like, Ian is just saying, I'm right. We're projecting animism onto machines. Since Alexa talks on voice prompt and replaces your dropped eggs or spoiled milk, it's as alive as a table of toothpicks. So he's quoting different things I said in a garbled way.
Tables of toothpicks don't get you fresh eggs and fresh milk. So that's the difference.
So he says, man, after all this bullshit that I forced him to listen to, I really need to roll me a bowl of some hardcore crack cocaine. But yeah,
That's our boy. He's doing good. He should do tutorials at the beer store to show us how to be a better bowl roller. Carolyn, we should take up bowl rolling, and the people that don't take the complete performance, we should teach them how to roll the bowl. The government, the FDA likes bowl rolling. They'll even give you your very own crack pipe. They'll give it to you in a little package. It's great now, these days.
You heard that, Carolyn? Didn't you? Okay, so Clinton is just making noise to defend himself. No rational response.
Well, no, it's not to defend himself. He was just engaging from the repose. And that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that because it comes
with the repose. What's the repose? That's his tranquil position? The repose?
Yeah, he's saying, okay, he responded to somebody else's position. Then we responded to his position of somebody else's position. And now he's responding to our position of his position with somebody else's position to say that we're proving him right with the help talk.
Who's the somebody else's position? He's saying that,
he was responding to the paper that you presented originally that we were going through that he gave the rebuttal to, Bob. Don't you remember?
Yeah, well, you know, he wrote words to rebut the Google story of the guy who,
right.
Yeah,
right. We rebutted his rebutted position of the rebutted person. And now he's rebutting our position of his rebuttal position of the rebuttal position to say that based on what we said, we agree with him. Right? Right? Okay, that's fine. So now the table full of toothpicks will not replace your sour milk and your stale egg. But that's the difference. That is the difference.
Okay, so now, looking back at all the events that Ofenel and I have been involved in, including future events, is there one that stands out? Is it this one? This is the major event in Ofenel's career?
This is the culmination of the ages. This is the culmination of the ages. It's what was foretold in the beginning of time, the Ancient of Days.
Ancient of Days.
Look it up.
Yes.
The Ancient of Days. That's what this was.
That's the culmination of that.
The Ancient of Days. You can look it up. And then the other side of it, it is the, this represents the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire. It represents it. Now you don't know what that is. So you can look that up and say, what is the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire? Blah, 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 blah. And then you do and you go, oh my God, that means this. And he's like, oh my God, that's what this is? Yes. This represents that the condition that allows a portion of the earth to be unconstricted from inside, outside forces. Some have been here for millennia or more, and some are just coming on the way. But what you're fixing to start experiencing is a supernatural power bigger than you know. Well, not that you know, because you know things. Problem with you, Bob, is you know shit. That's what Carolyn's been complaining about you for years. You know things. That's what's wrong with you. Then what problems is you've got to navigate this in such a way so that there is a place for the humans that are ascending. Believe it or not, Bob, there's a few of these jackballs that are actually ascending. It's crazy. It's crazy. We don't understand it either. There's a few of them are doing it. It's all good. So as they ascend, they have to have a place to be for their kingdoms, their realms, to be interactive. That's fine. No problem there.
That place to be is Andromeda, where they can have
interaction? No, it's the Earth before we go. Earth before they go. We're sorting out the itinerary now, Bob. We're sorting out the itinerary.
Yeah,
who's going to ride in first class? Who's going to be the serfs? Who's going to be at the bottom of the boat? That kind of stuff. Now, it sounds cheeky. Okay. That sounds cheeky, but it applies to what we're trying to convey, is that they're setting their own pecking order. That's what you're doing when you go on your walk. You're setting your own pecking order. Your pecking order.
Got that.
We give the rules, but you've got to coalesce to it. Good.
Okay, good.
Hey, you have something to ask? Gene, have you something to talk to Ian about, if you're there?
Sure, just a short one.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob. Hold
you're
on
welcome.
A second. Are you there, Ian?
Yes, Eugene.
It feels so quiet.
That's especially how are the volume levels? Are they good or bad?
You're a bit muffled.
They're pretty
good. You need to make it clear.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on.
I got to do the dolly.
There
we go.
Much better.
Is that better or worse?
Much better.
Better.
Yeah. Ion, I want to talk. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to talk about Andromeda as the interface.
Okay. When you say interface, now when we say great, but when we say that, Bob's going to say, hey, Eugene, what do you mean by the interface?
Well, I guess I have an idea, but I really don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Then you need to know. Oh, we can't agree with you if we don't know what you think an interface is.
Okay. Well, the first time you told me that Andromeda was an interface, or the time you told me,
yeah,
you used Peter as an example in Fringe.
And
I said, oh, the machine. And you said, no, not the machine.
Correct.
So, in a later season, in that season where they were basically trying to restore the world.
Mm-hmm. The world, both.
The world, yes. And I don't remember specifically, didn't Peter insert something in his brain? Peter did something.
No,
that caused...
No. Go ahead. Okay, you're tangling up a little bit of stuff. Belly took pieces of Walter's brain so he would forget what a dastardly, horrible person he is. Okay?
Yeah.
He did that, but that's another conversation.
Well, something occurred in Peter that caused him to be extra.
It made him interactive with the machine because the machine was from the other world. Remember?
Yeah.
And so he interacted with the other world, but what was inserted inside of him was an aspect that Walter did to make him, there was basically, we said it this way and you'll understand it. Peter wasn't the machine. Peter was the fingernail in the machine. It was a stabilizer. So Peter was the fingernail in the machine.
The stabilizer, not the link? To the other world?
What's the difference? You don't have to link the world. How'd they go to the other world to get the machine if there wasn't a step? They had access to each world. They were trying to keep them from interacting any further. So they should have closed the worlds. Because one of them is going to break.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. And Andromeda serves as that stabilizer.
Andromeda is, that'll stand, but it's sketchy.
You mean Andromeda as a stabilizer will stand, but it's catchy?
Yeah. Sketchy, because it's not exactly that. It's not exactly that. The capacitation
doesn't net the full outcome, and that's what you're talking about.
Okay, but is Andromeda isn't a planet then?
What's different? What's the planet? You don't know what a planet is. What is a planet? You don't know.
Well, does Andromeda...
A big one, a little one. Your planet that you're living on doesn't look like what you think it looks like.
That's true.
Go get NASA to take some pictures of Andromeda, and then we'll compare and see how they do. How the cartographers work out the topical the regions of Andromeda. So yeah, you can't do it like, you know. It's,
okay, so like okay, that. So when we refer to Andromeda, we're referring to that.
See, all them years in the government has got you in a position where you have to ratify every adopted position or nullify, and then we'll adjust from there. And once we get a good bead on this thing, then we'll see if it's going to last long enough for me to get a promotion and get my pay grade if we do it right. So, and that's understandable. And that's okay for here, too, if you're trying to ratify something. But it's going to be anyway. If you're just trying to figure out how to get the government contract, that's a different thing. And so make sure which way you want to work it, because we'll work it either way. But you don't come out with the same outcomes of trying to get the contract and trying to get your grade up. You pay grade up one. Right?
Well, I just have this image. I have the standard image of Andromeda as a, you know, what appears to be a star from our viewpoint. Just that standard old-fashioned image. And I'm trying to nullify that image. And when you say that Andromeda is an interface, that implies that it doesn't look like a planet or a star in my sky.
Okay. Does a beautiful meadow and a valley prove that there are mountains?
No.
But it's hard to have a valley without a hill on either side of it, right?
That's true. You gotta have
so
the
what
dip.
You're saying is, or the difference, That's what you're talking about is the difference.
Okay.
So if you say it like that, then it's like, okay. All right.
Okay, so are you saying that, like, Earth is a ship, and we would never consider Earth to be a ship? So,
correct.
Like,
Or a frisbee, but you'd never consider the Earth as a frisbee.
Thanks.
Or frisbee either. That's closer to it.
Okay.
But you can't. And we would say, well, you can't talk about that because that's ridiculous. But it ain't gonna be. But just and then they go, Earth is a spherical globe. What the hell are you talking about? Everybody knows the world's flat. That's why people fall off of it sometimes. Crazy people, come in here, don't talk that bullshit. Of course the Earth is flat. And they'll argue with you, it's always been that way. Where'd you get your education?
Interesting. Here we go.
Okay, Gene, we got to give someone else a couple minutes before we do Finney's Wait, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Don't be so governmental.
Hey, Era, you want to say something?
Yes, I'm on the road again, going south this time.
Hey,
Bob.
Hey, darling.
Hey.
Hey. I looked up the deers, and I still, it's still muddy a bit. It sounds like they were actually, basically very much against establishment and the early ones were very much against the organized church. And still
yes.
It sounds like it is a church. So can
now,
you clarify?
Well not it's not like it well smelling like a church and looking like a church doesn't necessarily make it a duck. What they were trying to support was the ability for you being your own DS, your own God, your own Godship. So if it was a church, it was a church of yourself. So, and that comes back to the feudal, that's the feudal position of my God's bigger than your God, and if not, I'll punch your God in the nose kind of thing. So you're right. You're right in, you're right in the position, but if you identify, if you would make an individual, autonomous, collective, where everybody's their own God, so everybody can sing their own hymn. But what they had to do in that position is they had to put everybody's hymns in the same song book so that they, that those individual deists had enough power to start a country.
Yeah, because...
I think she went out. No, she's back.
No, there she is. There she is. Now you're back. You just fell out a second there.
Were about a third of the founding fathers deists, or were they more than that?
More than that. It wasn't very popular. It wasn't very popular to describe yourself that way. That's kind of like, that's kind of like the slave owners who got rich off the backs of the slaves. They're hard, it's hard to get them to admit to it today. But somebody owned a lot of slaves in the day, you see.
Sure. And they still do. But in other ways.
Well, it's just the slavery is the same, but the crackers have changed.
Yeah. Well, do you have any thing you want to tell me about my niece? I tried to look up a doctor. I didn't find a doctor. Can you point me in a way? I know there's a rather big anti-movement, anti-vax movement. Is that the place where I should look here?
Sure. Of course, why not? Of course. Of course. Of course, okay. Of course.
I'll go look there.
That's easy.
I'll go look there.
That's easy. Yeah, okay. Intend it. Don't pick a fight. Just let it be right. Just let it be right. Don't pick a fight. Let it be right. At this point, you don't have to prove you're right to get left.
Okay, I know my sound is very blurry. I'm in the car. It's not even the Volvo, but we're going south. Coming back to the south. Yep.
Yay.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Ira.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. You got anything to say, Dimitri?
Can you guys hear me good?
We can. What? Is she asleep? Just don't be too
loud. What'd you say, Dimitri?
Because you know Susan, he's saying, can you
get to
hear
the
me?
Point,
he's
Dimitri. What the fuck are you saying? Get to it.
Trying to be quiet.
I'm saying if the audio guavi is good, that's coming in.
The what? The guavi?
The audio guavi.
The hydrophone.
It's low.
What the fuck? Ask
it's me. Low.
What's he talking
the
about?
Audio. The audio. He's talking about the audio, Bobby. It's a little low.
Okay. Get to your question. Okay. Come on.
All right. The Ion, why is there no more animal sacrifice? Because it's one.
There is.
One king.
There is. Have you never been to the slaughterhouse? They have them every day.
Oh, yeah? So this is the modern way that people do it?
Right. Same. They cut their goddamn heads off and bleed them dry. I don't know how it's different than any other thing. I can't see how it's different.
Come on, you got a question about your computer research? Come on. You're supposed to focus on your computer stuff, the cloud. You got nothing, right?
I just read Kings 1. I just have Kings 1 Kings questions.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's about the cloud more than anything.
Really? Okay. All right. What about like in
the way? Now wait a minute. Let's be clear. This sloppy, no sloppy shit. Now this ain't Bob. You can get away with anything with Bob, but you can't get away with that with us. Are you talking about 1 Kings 1 or Kings 1? There's a difference.
First Kings.
The whole book.
Yeah, the whole book.
Oh, well, now that's too Bob. Hey, you can put him.
Shut up. Let's get to this question. Yeah, fuck that. Next question.
All right. In the First Kings, the 6th chapter, is that dimensions that is being outlined there? Is it, are those dimensions of some kind of proportion to each other?
They are. That's how the loom is woven. And those are timelines that you have to sort with the cloud. Because the cloud's got to work in every dimension. And that's why Bert just perked up. If you Bert was napping, he just perked up. It's 1 o'clock.
Okay.
It's 1 o'clock his time, so he's probably not napping.
All right. Ian, I have a question about King Solomon. Look, if he had the keys to the underworld, why the hell did he start following other gods? Did they offer him?
Because he could. He could control it. Bob would make a deal with another god today. You know, Bob don't care. Gozar. He could give it all to Gozar the Gozarian if he wanted to. Yeah, Bob would do the same thing. When you got the power, I got the power. You don't have to negotiate what's up or down or right or wrong. Ain't no big deal. It is what it is.
Is that it?
Well, but it's your penis. When it's your penis, you can fuck what you want to, can't you? Hello?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Dimitri. Where's Dimitri? Okay. Brent, you got a minute or two. Got a question?
Or left.
Dimitri
fell off. You got a big wake. You better do this and do that, because this may take your time this time.
Yeah.
Gonna be a good one, Bobby.
You got nothing to say? Brent? Okay, Richard, got one question, Richard? Quick.
Oh, it's Richard.
Oh, hey.
Bob. Hey. Go ahead, Richard.
Just real quick, Brent. We're just talking about it. Andromeda. How large is the planet in retrospect to the Earth?
37 and a half times to 1.
Wow. So when we travel all the way through to Andromeda on this planet, it would be like the size of a moon, basically.
Very good. Excellent. That's good. Now, that's not exact, but as far as perspective goes, sure. Yes, sure.
Yeah. And then, so all the aliens that are going to be on Earth, will they go into Andromeda? Would they want to planet there?
Yeah. If they have enough spam. Some of them may starve to death if they run out of spam. But we're going to take a few extra humans just in case to give them a little snack. They might need a little snack on the way. Long trip.
So their species is all...